March actually marks the start of several awareness months, if you will. Several cancers, including colon cancer, which I know we are going to be addressing this month on the air. But it also does address kidney cancer and bringing awareness to this diagnosis. And if there are things you should be aware of, risks, and what factors play into being diagnosed with kidney cancer. Is it reversible? What are some of the treatments? All of that. So we wanted to get some perspective. And thankfully, we could do that right now with Dr. David Braun. And Dr. Braun is an oncologist and a researcher at Yale Cancer Center and is a kidney cancer expert. Thank you for joining the show, Dr. Braun. I'm so glad we're connecting. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you so much for having me on. It's such a pleasure to be able to raise awareness about kidney cancer, something I'm certainly very passionate about. And so lots to talk about today, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I am curious, actually. I've always wondered this, Dr. Braun. I can't tell you how many doctors I've interviewed over the last decade or so since becoming a reporter. But how do cancer doctors, if you will, how do you become an expert in a type of cancer? Like, you specifically cover kidney cancer. Yeah. How did you choose, if you will, kidney cancer? How does that happen?
I think it's a combination of events. It's personal events, things that you or your family member might have been affected by. It's mentors that you have along the way. It's people that have taught you, that really, you know, energize you and bring you into a field. And I think first and foremost, it's the patients that you see. As you sort of go on this journey of seeing different types of patients, there's sometimes just a community, a group that really, really grabs you and you feel a part of. And that's certainly been true for me and kidney cancer. And then it's the hard work of just spending the hours. I think like any other field, expertise comes just with hour after hour after hour of doing it. Mm-hmm. And so by kind of immersing yourself in it, by really focusing, so I see actually only kidney cancer, I see no other type of cancer, you're able to eventually build a really, hopefully, a good knowledge base in there.
Yeah, I would imagine when you have a specialist or an expert in a type of cancer, you know, patients who get that phone call and they find out they have that diagnosis, they want the best of the best. So it makes sense why we're seeing more specialists with just one type of cancer that they're an expert in. I have noticed that more and more in recent years.
And I think as we realize from the science, from the lab, that these are truly different diseases, the biology of them is different, and ultimately maybe the treatment of these will be different, I think it becomes important to have that specialization, because kidney cancer is different in a lot of ways from many of the other common cancer types. And so knowing what those differences are, how to find vulnerabilities, hopefully, in new therapies, that's something that might be unique to kidney cancer or breast cancer or colon cancer that might not be universal always. And so having that specialization really, I think, hopefully allows you to understand that disease really well.
Mm-hmm, certainly. So we have Dr. David Braun here again, who is with the Yale Cancer Center. He's an oncologist and a researcher there and a cancer expert, specifically kidney cancer expert. And a perfect time to have him on because March is Kidney Cancer Awareness Month. How common is kidney cancer?
It's, you know, I'm going to give an answer that's a little bit in between, which is it's both common and uncommon. Mm-hmm. So if we look at the numbers, it's about 80,000 new people in the U.S. alone will be diagnosed with kidney cancer. And worldwide, that number jumps to well over 400,000 each year. And so those are big numbers. That's a pretty common cancer type. On the other hand, it's not as common as others, you know, things like breast cancer or colon cancer or lung cancer. And because of that, I think there's a few effects. I've heard patients sometimes describe it as a bit of a lonely disease because it's something where they don't always feel that people around them know quite as much about, don't have personal experience always. And then also when they're finding oncologists, when they're finding a doctor to treat it, it's not always that doctor that's close by sees a lot of it, sees it every day or even every week, sometimes not even every month. Mm-hmm. And so it's one of those that when we look at the numbers, it is pretty common, over 80,000 new patients every year. But at the same time, there are some aspects of it that can sometimes make it feel a little bit more rare and needing a little bit more specialization.
It's actually a really big reason, Dr. Braun, I wanted to start with you. So we're going to be partnering with Yale this month because, again, there are so many cancers. This happens to be like a cancer awareness month, at least for typical, you know, for some big ones like you just mentioned, yep. Colon cancer being one of them. But The reason I was so glad we were starting with kidney cancer is exactly for what you just said. So many patients have said that they kind of stumbled across this. And then when they get this diagnosis, it sort of is this, whoa, where do I even go? Because you don't even hear about kidney cancer. It's just not one of the ones that you hear about as often, especially in the news. I mean, even this morning, it's March, Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And I thought, what about the other ones? So I totally hear what you're saying. And so I'm really glad that we have you here. As I mentioned, I was reading actually something. I want to say this was out of Sloan Kettering, but don't quote me on that. It was saying that most kidney tumors are actually found by chance because you had some kind of imaging done. Is that true? Like, is there a screening for this or no?
No, you're absolutely right that most are found by chance. And that's really a more recent development over the last couple of decades. And so there's a couple of ways that kidney cancer can kind of present itself, can kind of become obvious. So one of those is by chance. And that's now, in a fortunate way, become the most common way it's diagnosed. So someone gets a CAT scan or an MRI for another reason, back pain or stomach pain, and it just happens to catch a kidney mass, and it's caught early often in those cases, which is great. In other cases, it can cause symptoms that are related to the mass itself within the kidney, what I call local symptoms. So people can have pain right in the area of where that kidney mass is, sometimes because of where it is and the fact that the kidneys make urine, it can actually lead to blood in the urine and these sorts of things, something that people will notice, and that's what brings them to the doctor. And then finally, in some cases, and these tend to be a little bit more aggressive acting tumors, is that they can make someone just overall feel sick, what I call systemic symptoms. So people who get fevers or lots of weight loss, even though they don't mean to, or they wake up sweating every night, drenching the sheets, those are sort of system-wide symptoms. And so kidney cancer can manifest as any of those. And if we were to go back decades, it would be more common to find in those latter parts where it was people who really had a lot of symptoms were feeling fairly terrible from their kidney cancer. Fortunately now, that a lot of them are caught earlier when they're just found by chance. But I think, you know, the problem with that is we do rely on chance. We don't have a good screening method for kidney cancer. We don't have a good, you know, imaging test, a CAT scan or MRI that's routinely done. We don't have a good blood test for it. Nothing that's done as a routine matter. It's often picked up, as you said, by chance.
March is Kidney Cancer Awareness Month, and we are so glad to have with us on the show this morning Dr. David Braun from Yale. And let's talk about, if you don't mind, Dr. Braun, some of the risk factors and who is most at risk of getting kidney cancer.
Absolutely. So there's rare circumstances where kidney cancer really runs in the family. People are born with a change in one of their genes that makes them much, much more likely to get kidney cancer. Those are rare but important because those are patients that require really close monitoring even from an early age. For most other people, kidney cancer can come about and there are risk factors, but none of them are enormous. It's nothing like asbestos and the link it has to some cancers like mesothelioma. They're modest risk factors. So we know things like smoking, high blood pressure, obesity. These are all things that definitely raise the risk of kidney cancer, but it's not overwhelming. It's not that by any means you're certain to get them or highly likely to get them if you fall into one of those categories. And the last is just to mention, it's not the biggest group of people, but people with really advanced forms of kidney disease. So people who are actively on dialysis, that we know really raises the risk of the native kidney, the kidney that's still in there developing a cancer. And so those are things that can impact it, advanced kidney disease, blood pressure, obesity, smoking. But for most of those, it's not an enormous, enormous increase.
So what I'm gathering from that, Dr. Braun, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like then there's no real like age. Like, do you start to see kidney cancer develop when you're in your 60s? I'm just throwing a random number out there. Or does it kind of run the gamut?
No, you happen to be exactly right. It's the most common age. It tends to be in the early 60s.
Okay.
It tends to affect men a little bit more than women. It's, you know, maybe 1.6 or so to 1. So it's a little bit more common in men than women. But the truth is, you're absolutely right. It's an enormous range. It does affect men and women. It affects both young and old people even in their 40s, sometimes as young as 30s, and people who are in their 80s or 90s, sort of the full range. But if we were to take what's kind of the most common time, it is around the early 60s.
Okay, that's good to know. Is it curable?
That's an incredibly important question, and the answer really depends on how it's found or the stage. If it's all within the kidney itself, those are often highly curable with a good kidney cancer surgery. And I emphasize it's really important to have a good surgeon, someone who does a lot of these. At Yale, we're very fortunate to have Dr. Patrick Kenny, who's really one of the world-leading surgeons for kidney cancer. And so getting a good surgery is critical. There are times where it's a little bit more advanced. It's still in the kidney, but it's starting to try to escape, get into blood vessels or lymph nodes that are around the kidney. And those often we still do surgery for, but we sometimes need something on top of that, sometimes medicines like immune therapies to try to really keep it at bay. And then the final situation is when it's spread to different parts of the body. And that's a really difficult situation, a stage 4 kidney cancer. And the conventional wisdom for that is, unfortunately, that stage, it's not curable. But we have treatments that have changed tremendously over the past 5 years, where some patients are now doing incredibly well, and more patients are living longer and longer.
Do you mind actually sharing with us, Dr. Braun, what you mean when you say that we've seen some real therapy changes that have made a big difference in recent years? Like what?
Yeah, absolutely. And so kidney cancer, especially in the advanced stages, has never really responded or reacted to the conventional chemotherapy that people think about. The stuff that comes through the IV and tends to make people sick or lose their hair, that's never really worked for kidney cancer. But what's worked in the last couple of years are new immune therapies. And the basic idea there is your immune system's job is to recognize things in the body that are foreign and don't belong, get rid of it. You know, you get an infection, it's foreign, it gets rid of it. Cancer cells look really foreign, and so the immune system should get rid of it. But the cancer itself has found out a way to escape your immune system by basically pressing on the brakes. And the new therapies that have come out in the last 5 years tend to release those brakes, release the brakes of the immune system, and try to let it do its job, which is to get rid of things that don't belong, like cancer cells. And in some patients, that works incredibly well. In some patients, even, you know, years and years and years and years later, that can be an effective strategy, even for a cancer that's spread. But it's sort of at a proof of concept phase, meaning it's helped a lot of patients, for a few patients exceptionally well, but for the majority of patients, it's not something that works forever. And so we still have a huge amount of work to do in the field.
Well, and again, I think it's a tricky diagnosis, Dr. Braun. If I've learned anything from just chatting with you these last few minutes, it's sort of a fluke thing. Like, unless you're somebody who's on dialysis or you are struggling with your weight, you're a smoker, it's sort of something that you kind of stumble upon if you happen to be getting some kind of imaging done on your abdomen. So I would say probably, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like one of the big things that you can actively do is to keep having those yearly visits with your primary care physicians and try to, if you need to catch something sooner rather than later, do it, because that's your best chance of reversing the issue.
That's absolutely right. There's lots of research from different groups, our own included, that's trying to think about how can we come up with a better test to really diagnose this earlier, not rely on chance nearly as much. But where we are right now, I think the best thing is things that are good for your health otherwise are probably good for catching kidney cancer as well. Staying up to date with your primary care, if you notice changes in your body, new pains, you know, blood in the urine, anything like that, you get it checked right away.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. David Braun, I want to thank you so much for what you do as an oncologist and researcher at Yale Cancer Center and for taking the time. I know how busy you guys are to take the time and come on WNCC and share all this really important information. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to you as well for really helping to raise awareness for this cause.
No problem. Again, Dr. Braun is an oncologist and researcher at Yale Cancer Center and a kidney cancer expert, which is perfect timing because March is Kidney Cancer Awareness Month right here on WICC.